Hey, this is Ashley.
And I'm Mike, and welcome to this week's Kapow.
So, Mike, have you been watching the Olympics?
Of course I have. I like watching the speed skating.
Yeah, I like the figure skating.
So, Ashley, how does that tie into what we're talking about today?
Actually, Izzy and I will be talking about how the U.S. has done in the Olympics so far, and some of the highlights this year. And our sad question is, what is your favorite winter Olympic sport to watch?
Ooh, sweet. So what's after that, then?
We will have a chance to hear an interview with Mr. Van Berkom on this year's mock trial teams. Plus, we will hear Mrs. Meester talk about individual speech.
That's sweet. You know, I've always wanted to hold a gavel.
Me too, Mike. So, do you have an obsession with Call of Duty, like the rest of the male population at our school?
I wouldn't really say it's an obsession. I'd say it's more like I found my true love.
I see. Well, this week's debate is over what people think of Call of Duty.
I can't wait to hear that one.
I agree. So shall we get a move on to our first order of business?
Yeah, let's do it. Here's Izzy and Ashley talking about the Olympics.
At the Olympics, dreams can finally be reached.
Contestants' eyes shine with pride for their country.
Fans sit at home, eyes glued to the television, rooting on their favorite athlete.
Skaters dance on the ice, snowboarders fly on snow, and athletes from all around the world gather to achieve greatness.
Anything is possible at the Olympics.
Go on and on about all the many achievements that have occurred during the 2010 Winter Olympics that was held in Vancouver, Canada, yet we would be here for a while. So instead, we will review some of the most talked about highlights that have occurred.
First, the United States hockey team unsettled the Canadian team by beating them 5-3 in one of the most biggest games ever. Yeah, in the championship game, Canada came out and defeated the USA team in overtime by 1. Oh well, both teams played very well.
Alexander Bilodeau was the first Canadian to win gold at the 2010 Olympics. He took the gold in men's moguls, capturing the hearts all over Canada.
Hannah Teeter on half-pipe snowboarding came in a close second in Vancouver. Hannah is an example to us all because she donated all of her Olympian earnings to Haiti Relief. Good job, Hannah.
Speaking of snowboarding, Sean White, the Flying Tomato, placed gold in snowboarding halfpipe. He showed off his talent in his final run by completing the double McTwist 1260.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sad that the Olympics are over. Yet I am proud of the many medals that the Olympians earned over the past weeks. To wrap up our Olympic spotlight, let's see what country placed in the top three for medals.
In third place, Canada had a total of 26. Canada also had the most gold medals, 14.
In second place, Germany had 30. And in first place, the United States of America!
We had 37 medals!
Go USA!
Talking about the Olympics makes me excited for thy sad question, which is, what is your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
Well, I don't know about you, but my favorite Olympic sport is hockey.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat sport to watch. Now let's see what sport is a favorite at Central Lions.
I would have to say ice skating, because it's pretty when they skate.
Probably the luge, because it goes really fast and you can get hurt.
Snowboarding, because it's the only one I actually know anyone in.
My favorite sport is figure skating because they're like feathers on the ice flying away.
I would say bobsledding because it's extreme.
My favorite Winter Olympic sport is when they go down the ramps on the skis and they jump really high because it looks really fun and it looks like they're flying, and I think it'd be really fun to get that feeling of flying.
Biathlon, because it incorporates two different activities, both cross-country skiing and shooting.
I like to watch the USA curling because it's just an awesome sport.
Oh, it's curling because there's actually only one curling rink in the state of Iowa.
I'd probably have to say figure skating of some way, shape, or form. Not the ice dancing, but the actual individual figure skating, because when I was little, that's a lot of the times what my dad would watch with me. strangely enough.
Hockey. I think it's because of how many people are involved in it and stuff. And
Downhill skiing, because they go fast and it's treacherous.
I like the women's figure skating because I think it's like ballet on ice.
I like watching the figure skating, the women's figure skating. I just like how graceful and seeing all those tricks just on the how they can just do that with just a little skate on.
I agree with most of their answers, although figure skating isn't my favorite sport.
You don't know what you're missing out on. So, what's next?
Well, we have an interview with Mr. Van Berkum, and he will talk about mock trial.
This will be exhilarating because I really don't know anything about mock trial.
Then you better pay attention to the following interview.
Mr. Van Berkum, what was this year's case about?
This year's case was a murder case in the first degree. It was Cody Lee Shannon versus the state of Iowa, and it dealt with a sniper shooting off of 235 in downtown Des Moines. And they had a new twist this year in the case. The defendant admitted to the shooting but claimed insanity.
How many mock trial teams does the high school have?
This year we had two teams. We had kind of an older group and then a younger group, but we had some freshmen mixed in with juniors, and then we also had some juniors and seniors together. Right now we don't have any sophomores out for mock trial.
What do you have to do to prepare for competition?
Well, the first thing in December, I give out the parts. I get the case, and right before Christmas vacation, each student gets their part on if they're going to be an attorney, if they're going to do an opening or closing, a direct or cross, or if they're going to be a witness. And then they have the opportunity over Christmas vacation to read it. And then in the first week of January, we get together in the morning at 7:01 with Mr. Jim Habercorn and Mr. Carl Peterson. And we start talking about some themes of the case. We kind of do a rough quick overview of the case.
How do you think our teams did at the regional competition on March 2nd?
I thought they did pretty decent. The one group, the Snipes is what we called them, were 1-1. They won their first round. They lost their second round, the Sharks. They were 0-2, but they went against two undefeated teams. One didn't make it to state, one did.
How many teams were at regionals?
This year's team, we had 12 teams at regionals. We were down, at one time, we were down about six. So we're starting to make a comeback on the number of teams in our regional. Out of that, three teams advance onto the state competition at the end of March here.
What teams that were there did make it to state?
There was one team from Spirit Lake that qualified. And then we had a new school in our district this year, Carroll. They came from another regional because they pretty much dominated that region, and they were losing teams because no one wanted to compete against Carroll, and our regional said, bring them on, we don't care. They brought four teams this year. They advanced two, so that'll be our goal next year to knock off one of the Carroll teams.
Wow, I can now have an intelligent conversation about mock trial.
So you can now have a conversation about the academic competition that centers on the idea of replicating the courtroom experience with attorneys and witnesses presenting each side of a fictitious legal case?
Yes? No, I really don't know.
Well, how much do you know about district's individual speech?
Well, after we listen to Mrs. Meester discuss individual speech, I will know more than you.
Ha, we'll see about that. Let's tune in to Ms. Meester.
So what are your expectations for individual speech?
My expectations were realistic. We didn't have a lot of time to practice, but I felt that the students who had signed up had prepared themselves as well as they possibly could with all of the other conflicts they had going on. I went in pretty optimistic.
Which ones all made to state?
Jess Knobloch was a double qualifier in prose and poetry. Luke DeYoung, double qualifier in prose and storytelling. Zach Hendrickson in prose. Laura Steven in literary program. Mark Unikas in poetry. Jenna Tilstra in literary program. Clayton Bush in poetry. And Dylan Bosler in prose.
So what exactly is prose?
That's an interpretive reading of a story. Unlike poetry, which is in verse, this is just in paragraph form, a story.
I enjoyed the interview. Justin?
Oh, yeah, so did I. Although, right now I'm thinking about Call of Duty.
Yeah, I could tell with a vacant look in your eye.
Hey, Call of Duty takes skill.
Sure, whatever you say. Now, let's hear what students really think of Call of Duty in our controversial debate.
I like it a lot, and it helps you meet people.
I like Call of Duty because it's fun to play, and it helps your hand-eye coordination.
Well, I think sometimes it can be fun, but sometimes it can get a little out of hand.
What do you mean out of hand?
Like, constantly playing, but I mean, for the most part, it's a legit game, because I get to be the spotter sometimes.
Hey, Ryan McFlurry, what do you think of Call of Duty?
I think it's pretty awesome. It keeps young men out of trouble. They could be doing way worse stuff than sitting and playing Call of Duty and talking with their friends and bonding.
I think that it keeps young men out of trouble, but also it can be very addicting, and when you have boyfriends that play it a lot, it gets kind of annoying.
It seems fun, but I suck at it.
I think it's the best game ever, and it's awesome.
I think it should be banned from the universe because it has no educational value and takes students away from their work and play.
I think it's a really good gaming experience. Get together.
It's awesome. It's fun.
It's a very fun game.
Yeah, do you play it a lot?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the 17th podcast recorded from your own Central Line High School.
Let's close this podcast with a famous quote by Mary Angelbright.
If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it.
Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you listen to next week's crazy, audacious podcast of the week.